Sellers and Makers podcast brings the community to you. We talk to small business owners about work, life, and everything in between. Subscribe to Sellers and Makers podcast so you never miss an episode. Hi, and welcome to Sellers and Makers podcast, a place artisans can come together in community. Brought to you by Everything Embroidery Market. I'm your host, Hope Dale, and
I'm Christina Schulman, and today we are doing season 3 of Sellers and Makers podcast. Woo!
We made it this far.
So today's episode 1, and to get us started, Hope and I thought that we would just discuss what we just got back from. We just made it home. We're just starting to get back in the groove. We're coming back from Myrtle Beach. Yes. So Everything Embroidery Market, our last show was, I don't even know, by the time this actually hits the air, I'm not sure how many weeks past the show it'll be, but we just got back. We're finally catching our groove again, catching our breath, catching up on sleep. It was it was a fun show. Myrtle Beach was beautiful.
I wish we would have been outside a little bit more, but yes, it was beautiful.
Yes. We got to see Myrtle Beach from the window. But while we were there, we did have a good time. So we thought we would just kind of hit some highlights and then talk about what's coming up for Everything Embroidery Market as well as
our podcast.
Yes. So I'll go first, I guess, favorite parts of the show. For me, I mean, always, my favorite part is just seeing people's excitement. Whether it's to learn something new or just be around people that enjoy the same thing, I love seeing your face light up. So that's number one, every time, hands down, I love it. And then my next favorite part. So actually I've got three. So my next one is going to be, I would say, the giveaway. Pamela Hess won that white toner printer, the Creo that was given away by sewingmachine.com, and an awesome giveaway. You guys, she was in tears, so excited. It's just fun to see someone just, I don't know, get so excited about winning something. And so thank you.
And it's a huge giveaway. I mean, it's not like it's peanuts. I mean, it's substantial.
Yes. And so thank you to sewingmachine.com for bringing that awesome giveaway, getting, I guess, potentially changing her business completely. Mm-hmm. And they're also offering free training. So I think that's going to be a really cool.
It's a game changer.
Yep. Can't wait to see how that one shakes out. And then my third was our demos. So we did something a little bit different at this show that we've never done before. Right smack dab in the middle of the vendor hall, we had a big screen, what's it called?
Projection
screen thing. Yes. And we had our awesome vendors and instructors come out periodically throughout the day to just demo different things, whether it was a product or a technique. And we had chairs sat in front of them where you could just come if you were shopping and you wanted to learn something new. You could hear and watch and see the excitement. Again, for me, the show's all about the excitement. So to see someone, maybe they weren't sure, so they didn't take the class on that particular topic, mm-hmm. but then they get to see it just in passing at the demo. I thought that was really fun and exciting.
It's just any way we can get some education in there and like little tidbits. Like, yeah, if you decided to chalk your class, you know, your schedule full of classes, but there was still one more thing you wanted to do, well, that's why we put in the demos, because we just thought it would be a great way to keep the education going and you get your little tidbits.
Yes. Yeah.
So if there's any types of demos you want to see, let us know.
Let us know. Okay, Hope, what about you? Favorite part?
I love meeting all the people.
or seeing people that I've, you know, that I saw at the last show. I just feel like being, you know, behind our computer, behind the screens, like we're constantly talking to these people and reaching out to everyone. And it's so fun to put names and faces, and you feel like you have relationships with these people, and then you get to see them in person. So that's my number one, is getting to see everybody. And that's vendors, that's attendees. Like, I love seeing you because I get kind of, it gets kind of lonely in here because it's just me until my kids come home. So I love that. That's number one. Number two is just seeing all of, you know, the excitement of everyone, but like seeing all of the new stuff that came out. I know Caesar had some new vinyl out and like the new machines. Like, I just like seeing everything, especially the new stuff. And then three would be the demos. I had a lot of fun with the demos too.
Yeah. So if you weren't at the show, y'all missed out on some really entertaining. what do we want to call it? Yoga poses from Hope. So Hope was doing some videography type situation, and she had the camera, and she had to get just the right angle. And so in order to do that, we had some like a leg in the air and an arm stretched. And so even if you didn't enjoy the demo, you enjoyed watching Hope get the right shot.
Well, because if people were up there and it was like they were, you know, talking, and then they wanted to show you like on a machine, well, you had to do a certain angle, and then we only had a stick mic, not like a mic pack to where it was like on them. So I was having to hold both the camera, also the iPad, and and the microphone. So it was the only way to get that shot. I mean, it's a good thing I do yoga. I can keep those poses.
Yeah. Well, and we are in it, you know.
Yeah. We're willing to be contortionists for you just to get the shot.
It's important. And you know what? Even if you weren't, like I said, you're walking by, you're not necessarily paying attention, and you're like, what's going on over there? We are bringing in the people.
Yes. Lisa Shaw was laughing at me from her booth, like, what in the world is she doing? So if anything, I at least made some people laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Commitment to education.
I was 100% committed.
Yes. No, that was fun. It was a learning experience. We were going to do it just slightly different for the next show, but we know we want to do it again. You guys have some awesome feedback for that. And while we're on the subject of feedback, I guess late last week, we sent out an email with, what do we call it?
Survey
Monkey. So if you guys get a chance, if you were at the show, please fill it out. It really helps us to, fine-tune everything that we do. We want it to be everything about the show to be what you guys want, what the vendors want. We want to make it better. We know every time we do one of these shows, we're learning. And if you share with us the things you liked and didn't like, we can do better next time. So,
and right now we're figuring out classes. So anything you tell us, we take that into account, and we try to figure that out in the classes. So,
yep. So that's that brings us to the next show. So good segue, Hope. Sometimes it just works out.
Yeah.
So we just made it an official announcement. Our next show is going to be in Lafayette, Louisiana, and it's going to be March 3rd through the 5th, which is super exciting because that's my birthday. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have to make it super extra special. But we're so excited about Lafayette. We announced, you guys are like shouting it from the rooftops already. Yeah. You're like, I'm coming, taking off work, booking hotels already. We haven't even opened registration. We just did a save the date.
We haven't even opened the hotel block. People already.
I think the block's
open.
It's open, but we haven't posted it.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, y'all are excited and vendors are excited. And I think this is going to be a really awesome show. And it's not too far from Texas, which makes it fun too. So as Hope was saying, if there's a vendor that you want, tell us, tell them to contact us. If there's classes you want, tell us so we can talk to the vendors and the instructors and get that ready for you. Again, we want a show that is perfect for you. Yes.
We listen to all of your feedback. Any feedback you give, we listen to it. So ears are open. Tell us what you want, what you really, really want.
It's Monday here, guys. We got to have some fun. Oh, gosh. This is
going to
be a fun one to listen to.
Hey, if we're having fun, they're having fun.
Yes, it's all about that. So, Lafayette's next.
Lafayette, Louisiana, because apparently there's other Lafayettes.
Yes.
Or Lafayettes.
Lafayettes.
Depending on where you are.
Yes. Lafayette, Louisiana. That's next. We are full steam ahead with that show. We'll get that registration open soon. So if you haven't already looked at Everything Embroidery Market, followed us on Facebook, do that. Join our mailing list. Get signed up to get notifications. That way, as soon as registration opens, you can jump on it. Mm-hmm. I am 100% certain once we open registration, we'll have some classes that sell out quickly. We always have classes sell out, but with the excitement that we're seeing already, I think it may be a like sprint to get those classes. So set an alarm, reminder, something. Check EEM.
Make sure you follow us because we will keep you informed of when registration will open.
Yes. Okay. So as you guys know, we do podcasts seasons in between every show. So this is episode one of season three. I don't know. We're gonna switch things up a little bit for this season. We're gonna try something new. We in the past, all of our podcasts, we've interviewed business owners, people in the industry, and we're gonna continue to do that. But primarily, when we were doing the interview, it was tell us your story.
Need to know you.
Yeah, tell us your story, and we still want to know your story. But one of the things that we're hearing, seeing, feeling is a shift in the economy, a shift in business, a shift in the way people are shopping and doing business in general. And so we would like this season to kind of highlight that. So we're going to be interviewing some new people, maybe even some people that have been on the show before, but we're going to be talking about that. What works in your business, right? Now with the shift of everything that's happening, what are you seeing? What trends are you seeing? Are you doing well? Are you doing better than last year? If so, what are you doing that's working? If you're not doing better than last year, what are you doing to get you over the hump? What's your plan moving forward? Do you have a plan?
Yeah. Or are we just winging it?
Winging it's not always a bad thing. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. But we do, I think this is going to be interesting because we're all in the same industry of sorts. And while we all may do something a little bit different, I think that we can all learn from each other and just kind of come together, you know, as our slogan says, come together in community. We want the industry to grow and thrive. And I think that it's important to hear what others are doing, hear what's working, what's not working, and see if we can support our counterparts within the industry.
Each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pick each other up. See what's, you know, because everybody has a different, you know, group of customers they're selling to and target market. And, you know, so we can all help each other. and figure out what's working and what's not. And, you know, I think it'll be really interesting to hear what people have to say about it. Cause some people, you know, we've realized they're like, oh, we're selling. And some people are like, not so much. So is it the price? Is it just who you're targeting? Are you doing some extra marketing? Did you step up your social media? Like, we want to know so that we can let you know. And maybe you have an even better idea. Like, we want to know all of these things to help each other out.
Right. So again, not only we're going to have lots of fun with this one. I don't even know what I was saying. Again, it's a case of the Monday. See, you're drinking your coffee. Maybe the problem is I don't have a cup of coffee with me. It's already been consumed. I need some more. maybe that's the trick. In business, you need coffee. All of the coffee. All of the time. Oh, man. Okay, so we had some technical difficulties for a moment. So we're back. We're back.
And
yes. Again, it's a Monday, and that's okay.
We're with us.
We're recording on a Monday. We record on different days, different times, different. It's always a little bit different. We got to roll with the punches.
Yeah. We're a little bit fly by the seat of your pants. Oh, we got time. Let's do it now.
Yes. And I thought that we would just talk really fast that just about being able to do business with a friend. I think it's been a huge help for me. Business is hard sometimes, guys. Like there are days where you just feel beat down.
Or you just don't want to do it.
Don't want to do it. Or you do want to do it, but you don't know where to go.
Or how.
Yes. Or you kind of know what you want to do and how you want to do it, but like you're scared to take that step. I don't know. It's been nice to be able to have my best friend to push through. And so I just thought we should talk about that. And then also if you don't have the opportunity to work with your best friend, or a good friend, I think it's important to find someone that you can kind of use as a sounding board, whether it's, another business owner, a spouse, a sister, brother, a Facebook group, someone, you know, a everything embroidery market, new bestie that you met at the show.
Finding your tribe.
Yeah, I think it's super important because
you have a sounding board.
Yeah. In business and in life, I feel like, you know, it's so easy to quit. It's like some days it feels like that's the only option. But when you have someone else there in your corner, like just gives you that extra little step.
And we'll figure it out together.
Mm-hmm. And obviously we like to be silly. Sometimes that's the only way. You got to laugh so you don't cry. But
literally the only way to do things.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So for those of you listening and not watching, Hope just put some really awesome bunny ear sunglasses on. I think that's what they are. I don't know.
They are. Okay. They're an Easter basket thing. Yeah. Obviously, I have kids and their stuff is all around.
Yes. So, speaking of kids. Yeah,
they're saying hello.
Hello. Hold on, Bubba.
No, I think it's very important, even if you're not working with your friend, which I feel like in this industry, more people do, like they work with their family or their friends. Like it is very like, I need your help. Come on. Maybe more so than some other industries. So I think it's very beneficial to have that sounding board and people that you can talk through all the different options and when you're faced with challenges, it's nice to have someone else that's seeing everything as you are. Like, or I mean, it not might not be as you are, but like, not, you're not having to tell someone everything that's happening before you tell them your problem. Like, someone that's right in it with you, that sees the ups and downs every day, and can say like, oh, you know, we have this issue, how are we going to solve it? Because they're invested in your business.
Right. So, and even if it's not someone that's doing business with you day to day, just to have someone to talk to, because let's face it, a lot of people work from home, in their home, by themselves. You can't do everything by yourself. Like, I know people are like, I'm a one woman show, and that's awesome, and you are killing it. But sometimes you just need to talk to your friend.
Yeah.
Get support.
Well, and it's not fun. I mean, it's not fun to do it all on your own either. Nope. Because then you don't have any, like, when it's really time to like enjoy the fruits of your labor, you're exhausted. Yeah. Because you've done it all by yourself. And the thing is, people want to help.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just sometimes you have to ask.
Yep.
Because they see you're like doing all the stuff and juggling all the things. And then it's really hard to say like, I need help. Or them saying like, do you need a hand with that? Like, they don't know how to say it without you, you know, dropping balls or whatever. So I think it's very important to know that you can ask for help and people want to help. And then you gotta, you know, you gotta do your sounding board. You gotta talk to people, talk it through.
So I think that was the thing that I wanted to add for this, because right now I don't know what I would do without you and my husband. And, you know, really our team has been, I feel like we've caught kind of our groove, and I know what my job is. I know what your job is, when we kind of found our cadence of sorts. Mm-hmm. But it's not all business. You can have some fun, and you know when I need a minute, and I know when you need a minute, and we move on down the road. But I think I just wanted to add that to this podcast, because We're going to be talking to other businesses about things that are working for them in this season. So even if sales are down, having someone that I can talk things through makes it easier day by day, even if I feel heavy for whatever reason. So that's my little tidbit. I can't wait to hear what all of our other vendors and people that we're going to be chatting with this season, what has helped get them through this, and what they maybe won't do or what they will do in the future.
I think that's perfect.
I think that's it.
You gotta have friends. Find your tribe.
I feel like we should bust into song right now.
You got a friend in me.
See? I say sing, she sings, and then we smile and we move on down the road. Okay, join us at the next one.
Lafayette or bust.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Toodaloo. Follow us at Everything Embroidery Market on Facebook and Instagram for all of our latest updates. We will see you next week.